Welcome to this new edition of the Daily BayPay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 25th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. OnLimit secures online payment aggregator license in India. Global fintech company OnLimit has secured an online payment aggregator license in the region of India, aimed to accelerate its worldwide expansion strategy. Veritrin partners with Swift. Veritrin has announced its partnership with Swift in order to optimize the user experience and increase the overall transparency in cross-border payments. Funding societies and SGBiz team up for Singapore B2B finance. Funding societies, a SME digital finance platform in Southeast Asia, has declared a strategic collaboration with Singapore eBusiness, SGBiz, a provider of digital procurement, payment, and sourcing solutions. Tinkoff to issue additional shares to fund Rosbank deal. Russia-based online bank Tinkoff has announced its plans to issue up to 130 million additional shares in order to fund a deal to integrate Rosbank into its structure. Square expands offline payments feature globally. Square has announced the expansion of its offline payments feature to all Square sellers globally, irrespective of their location or hardware device. Simpler partners with Branch. Enterprise healthcare operations software provider Simpler has entered a collaboration with workforce payments platform Branch to integrate the latter's services. Accelerated payments partners with Infliverse. UK-based provider of business funding solutions Accelerated Payments has partnered with financial management platform Infliverse to augment payments in the creator economy. Hitachi Payment Services launches upgradable ATM. Hitachi Payment Services, a player in India's payments and commerce sector, has unveiled the country's first upgradable ATM. Cashier secures MAS approval for payment license. Singapore-based fintech startup Cashier has received in-principle approval from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, for a major payment institution, MPI, license. Neum expands partnership with Thread. US-based payments provider Neum has announced the expansion of its collaboration with Thread aiming to issue virtual cards in the Asia-Pacific, APAC, region. VERMEG augments Euronext securities with Megara. Netherlands-based VERMEG has implemented Megara at Euronext Porto for post-trade efficiency, with further rollout across branches in Denmark, Italy, and Norway. Viva.com and Sunme forge strategic partnership. Viva.com, an European bank facilitating merchant payments, has partnered with Sunme, a player in the global hardware technology ecosystem. Netbank leverages V5PAY to augment global payments. Philippines-based Netbank, a rural bank, has chosen merchant acquirer V5PAY to equip businesses in underserved areas with access to international payment capabilities. MasterCard launches Scam Protect. US-based payment technology corporation MasterCard has announced the launch of Scam Protect, a suite of AI-enabled solutions that aim to prevent scams and fraud. Fireblocks adds new security features to its DeFi suite. US-based cryptocurrency custody company Fireblocks has added new security features to its DeFi suite, namely dApp protection and transaction simulation. Splitit enables banks to offer in-checkout installment payments. Card-linked installment payments platform Splitit has launched FiPay Later for banks and card issuers. MasterCard harnesses AI to take on scammers. MasterCard is tackling the growing threat of scams through the launch of an AI-based product suite and several cross-industry partnerships. Hitachi launches India's first upgradable ATM. Hitachi Payment Services, India's leading payments and commerce solutions provider, today announced the launch of the country's first upgradable ATM. Payhawk joins American Express Sync Commercial Partner Program. Payhawk, a global spend management solution for domestic and international businesses throughout the US, UK, and Europe, today announced a new integration with American Express to offer U.S. business and corporate card members the ability to issue virtual cards with built-in spend controls and manage business spend globally, all while earning the rewards of their eligible American Express card when making virtual card payments. Coffee shop payments startup Drippos raises $11 million. Drippos, a comprehensive software platform built specifically for coffee shops, is thrilled to announce its $11 million Series A funding round, led by Base 10. Splitwise to offer pay by bank with Tink. Splitwise, a popular app for sharing bills and expenses, and Tink have partnered to bring pay by bank to Splitwise users. National Bank of Iraq goes live with Temenos Core Banking and Payments. Temenos, 6. Tem, today announced that National Bank of Iraq, NBI, part of the Capital Bank Group, has successfully gone live with Temenos Core Banking and Payments. Visa joins AWS Partner Network. Visa, NYSE, V, a world leader in global digital payments, announced today it has joined the AWS Partner Network, APN, a global community that leverages AWS technologies, programs, expertise and tools to build solutions and services for customers. Deutsche BRSE backs private market trading platform Forge for European launch. Forge, the operator of a marketplace for trading in private companies, has launched in Europe with the support of Deutsche BRSE. Deutsche BRSE to access market data from Nodal Exchange. Deutsche BRSE announces a collaboration with Nodal Exchange, a leading North American commodity derivatives exchange which is part of the EEX Group. NextGen Nordics 2024. Can behavioral biometrics fix fraud? Moderating her second panel of the day, Fraud Prevention and AML. The need for behavioral biometrics in this instant age. Finextra's senior reporter Neve Curran spoke to Megan Heald, senior project manager at NICE Actimize, John Sam Kubam, senior vice president at Crown Agents Bank, Biju Shah, head of Nordic Center at the Bank of International Settlements, and Robert Woods, director international market planning and financial services SME at LexisNexis Risk Solutions. Visa launches open banking with Tink in the U.S. Visa has launched open banking in the U.S., using technology from recently acquired Swedish vendor Tink. The Bank of London turns on Gen AI coding assistant. The Bank of London is using a generative AI assistant to speed up coding for companies testing embedded banking applications via the Transaction Bank's API suite. Emirates NBD carries out POC for digitally native trade documents. Emirates NBD has teamed with a trade finance platform and two fintechs on a proof of concept for a transaction involving digitally native trade documents with the application of participants' digital identity. Newberry Building Society rolls out new mobile app. Newberry Building Society has partnered with Sopra Banking Software, SBS, a leading technology partner to more than 1,500 financial institutions worldwide, to further bolster its digital capabilities thanks to the Sopra banking platform. Embedded finance risks in the spotlight as losses run into the millions. Elmore, a leading insurance provider to the fintech community in Europe, is highlighting today the risks to the embedded finance market, which has been forecast by PwC to grow fivefold, from $54.3 billion in 2022 to $248.4 billion. By 2032. Hered to offer Sweden's highest interest on saving accounts with bank guarantee. Hered, Europe's newest bank and one of Sweden's fastest growing companies, announces the expansion of its product offering to include savings accounts for individuals in Sweden. Sovos joins Digital Business Networks Alliance. Sovos, the always-on compliance company, announced that it has aligned with the Digital Business Networks Alliance, DBN Alliance, as an early member, marking a significant milestone in the initiative's development. Swedbank integrates anti-financial crime into group products and advice. In order to further increase Swedbank's ability to combat financial crime, anti-financial crime, AFC, will be integrated into group products and advice, GPA, effective immediately. Ducos appoints Josh Monroe as Chief Revenue Officer. Today, the leading enterprise platform for data automation, Ducos appoints Josh Monroe as Chief Revenue Officer. Frost Bank partners with Atomic. US-based Frost Bank has announced its partnership with Atomic in order to optimize customer experience by leveraging Atomic Direct Deposit Switch. Klarna partners with Uber. Klarna has announced its global partnership with Uber to provide clients in the US, Germany, and Sweden with the possibility to pay with Klarna on Uber and Uber Eats. One Cosmos launches credential service. Identity proofing and passwordless authentication company One Cosmos has announced the expansion of its offering with the launch of a credential service provider, CSP, managed solution. FastSpring adopts PIX for SaaS payments with eBanks. The leading merchant of record for global SaaS and software companies, FastSpring and eBanX, a global technology company specializing in payments for rising markets, announced today a partnership to enhance users' payment experience within FastSpring's product suite in Latin America through local payment method PIX. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.